It's been 3 years since a massive earthquake struck Haiti, killing roughly 200,000 people and leaving more than a million homeless. In that time, the Caribbean nation has also suffered through two deadly hurricanes. The tragedies have inspired some of the country's musicians to create songs of hope with the help of two U.S. producers. Reese Ehrlich was in Port-au-Prince, and he brings us the story.
A rapper who goes by the name Bricks stands in an empty lot on ceramic tiles that used to be his bedroom floor. In 2010, the earthquake that destroyed much of Port-au-Prince also wrecked his house and studio.
Okay. The head of the bed and a pile of CDs kept the roof from flattening me. The CDs that we just made and the headboard actually held up the roof so it didn't fall on me.
So literally, music saved your life.
Exactly.
Bricks, whose real name is Sermaville Edner, was part of the popular rap group Barakat Crew and still performs with another called Magic Click. He says that for many years, Haitian musicians criticized politicians for corruption and inaction. Now, however, their lyrics often focus on natural disasters. Bricks wrote this rap called Stop.
Stop. Stop all the problems. Kids can't go to school. Kids can't eat. Stop.
Stop. Stop.
Outside a small makeshift studio located in rented space at a Port-au-Prince elementary school, Ian Evans waits for some young rappers to stop recording. The Western Massachusetts native is a musician and record producer who co-founded the nonprofit Conbeat Music, which roughly translates as co-op music.
This is our studio in Delma 31, and the artist can create music, can record music, can come together and collaborate, can get the reality of their lives onto recording, and as well a place where can come and just play music and get the stress out.
Evans was doing aid work in Port-au-Prince until earlier this year, but he kept meeting talented young rappers and musicians with no outlet because most of the city's recording studios had been destroyed by the earthquake. So he and New York videographer Nick Cannell formed Conbeat Music as a way to get the music recorded and distributed online through iTunes and similar networks.
Haitians have used music in the recovery from the earthquake in the same way that music has been used here forever. Music allows the artists to look around themselves and take all the negative and turn the negative into a positive.
Evans and Cannell pay all expenses out of pocket and through benefit concerts. They've applied for nonprofit status in order to get foundation funding. Evans says the recordings have earned some money for the musicians who keep all the royalties. One of them is singer and songwriter Amos Dolce. Conbeat Music recorded Dolce's tune Haiti, Haiti and made a video, which played on local TV. Dolce says, as a result, he started getting steady work here at a restaurant that survived the earthquake.
I used to play here before they had stopped calling me. So after they saw the video, they're like, well, maybe the artist is at a new level. Let's bring them back here again.
Dolce says the 2010 earthquake and Hurricane Isaac inspired him to write Haiti, Haiti. He doesn't want Haitians to be seen only as victims.
Before the earthquake, things were not that great in Haiti. After the earthquake, it was like a big blow to someone who had already been down. So those lyrics was to help people to pick themselves up and to get back into the love for Haiti.
Haiti, Haiti.
IT, IT, it's time for things to change. IT, IT, you have to stand up. IT, IT, it's time for things to change.
Haiti's musicians face the same problems as everyone else on the island. Sporadic electricity and running water, lack of housing, and poverty-level incomes. Dolce says Haiti has suffered a lot in the past several years.
When you're in a path, you may fall, but you can always get up. And it's in the getting up that there is hope. Haiti may always fall, but we do hope, and we know that we will always rise again. And it's in the rising that there is the hope.
Dulce and his fellow musicians firmly believe that Haiti's long tradition of music can help their country's recovery with a little help from their friends. For NPR News, I'm Reese Erlich.
Haiti, Haiti, il a nous a changé. Haiti, you are to stand up. C'est pour les mécanter. Non, non. Haiti, Haiti, il a nous a changé. Haiti, Haiti.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.